Okay, let's do this.
Hello, Bootstrappers. Welcome to Bootstrapped Web, the show for business owners like you and me who believe that to get to where we're going, we have to learn by doing. I'm Brian Castle. You can follow me on Twitter at CastJam or on my blog at CastJam.com. Today, you're going to hear my interview with AD Pinar, who is the co-founder of WooThemes and is now starting something totally new called Public Beta. I really like this interview because we caught AD at a very interesting point in his journey. Right at this moment, AD is shifting his focus from WooThemes, the company that he helped to bootstrap and build into a multi-million dollar business. He's shifting to his brand new startup, Public Beta. So he's kind of starting all over again from the ground up. And, you know, we got into things like how he's approaching his latest business in a different way than his first one, and the actual tactics and the work that he's putting into this new venture to get it off the ground. You know, I treat every interview here like a case study. You know, my goal is to paint a picture of what it's like to be in the shoes of the guest and see what they're actually doing to move their business forward and, you know, get to where they want to be. You know, what are they learning? What's challenging them? How are they working through it? You know, so my interview with AD today is certainly no different. And just a reminder, speaking of learning by doing, a couple of weeks ago, I put up a free report telling the stories of 10 first-year mistakes that I made learning things the hard way while bootstrapping my businesses. So you can grab your copy of that by going to castjam.com/mistakes. Okay, now on to the main event, my interview with AD Pinar. Okay, so I'm here with AD Pinar. He's the founder of WooThemes, and now his latest new venture is called Public Beta. So we'll talk about both of those things in this interview. AD, welcome.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Great. So let's get started here. For those, I'm sure they're not many of them out there, but for those who don't know who you are, can you give a short intro about, you know, who you are, what you do?
So as you mentioned, I'm one of the founders of WooThemes. We've been going since 2007, and WooThemes, we build products on WordPress, mostly targeted at small and medium-sized businesses. In terms of my claim to fame there, we've got more than 500,000 users, of which about 150,000 are actually paying. And then something that most people or many people know me for is for my ability to rebrand myself. At one stage in my past, I was known exclusively as AD Rockstar online.
Yeah, I remember that. All right, so does that mean you're no longer a rock star then? What's going on?
I'm totally ex-rockstar. I think I outgrew that phase like a teenager going through a difficult patch.
Okay. You know, same here, same with all of us. Cool. So let's talk a little bit about WooThemes before we get into the new thing, Public Beta. So, I mean, you know, it seems everybody knows about WooThemes and you know, how you guys have really kind of led the way in the whole WordPress ecosystem over the last few years. But, you know, right now we're midway through 2013. So what's going on with WooThemes right now and where are you guys headed?
We're growing. We're growing really well in terms of both revenues, users, usage, and also in terms of the team. We're up to 31 team members, actually. And in terms of kind of what's next for us, you know, beyond the, you know, one or two kind of bigger picture things we have in mind for future product, I think the one thing I can share is we reached a point about 7-8 months ago, so towards the end of 2012, where we realized that there were a few things, a few niggles in our business model, a few things that kind of were, you know, accumulating over the years, and was reaching, you know, tipping point in terms of our ability to scale, our ability to, you know, retain our, you know, operating margins in terms of our finances. And in the last couple of months, you know, since then, we devised a strategy to just kind of work, you know, towards that stuff, like, you know, increasing our operating margins again, being better at prioritizing our resources, stuff like that. And loads of the challenges we face at the moment kind of relate to that. So whilst I wouldn't put it past my my team to kind of excite and astound, you know, everyone within the ecosystem with something unique in the next couple of months, we're very much at a stage where we're focusing on WooCommerce. You know, we're trying to build something that's really long lasting, really sustainable, and significant going forward.
That's interesting. You know, kind of working on those operating margins. I mean, does that mean? Is that related to the customer support costs that just continue to rise as your user base grows? Is that the biggest challenge in scaling?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you an example. I mean, if you purchased a theme from us, say in 2009, so that's 4 years ago, and you paid us $70, our kind of average you know, support ticket costs us $5, which means. As soon as you, I mean, you can do the math. As soon as you kind of, you know, have created 14 support tickets in your lifetime, then we are starting to, you know, make a loss on you as a customer. And creating 14 support tickets, you know, in 4 years isn't difficult to do. So, so yeah, totally. I mean, I think our business model, and I mean, the business model we have now, we were one of the pioneers of that, right? But we had no benchmark or point of reference when we started out. And we've definitely seen over the years that the current model isn't going to be sustainable forever. Sure. You know, we're a bootstrapped company. These things, you know, margins, profits, revenues, those things are actually important to us.
Yeah, sure. And so, you know, speaking of being a bootstrapped company, so, I mean, you guys really started out, you know, you and your co-founders, I think it was just you, and then you kind of met your co-founders. I mean, what does the day-to-day look like in the WooThemes office today compared to what it was when you first started out? You know, I think a lot of the listeners out there are, you know, just one or two people in a home office somewhere trying to start something up. So, I mean, what is it like for you and your team members running an operation today, and how has that changed over the last few years?
I think the biggest difference, you know, that comes to mind is the fact that all of us are more focused on a specific kind of subset of things, you know, or processes or decisions that needs to be made. So when we started out initially, you know, Magnus, Mark, and I, we were doing similar things, and you know, we were all working on product, we were all doing support, we were all, you know, kind of writing, we were all doing, you know, bits of marketing, those kinds of things. And as the company has grown, it's become more specialized. So up until recently, when I was officially CEO at WooThemes, you know, I wasn't doing everything anymore. I was doing, you know, a very specific, you know, set of tasks on a, you know, on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. And that's probably the biggest difference that I've at least seen in terms of the way we work. I mean, in terms of asking a question, what a day in the life of Woo looks like, I mean, that would then totally depend on you know, whose day you look at, whether it's a support technician, whether it's a designer, a dev, or someone, you know, like me, who is CEO, you know, working on strategic stuff, working on the finances, you know, whatever the case is.
Gotcha. So can you describe your role at WooThemes now? So I mean, now that you've built a large team, you kind of just alluded to it a little bit, but and also, you know, how your role is changing right now, now that you're getting into a new startup.
Yeah, so the decision I made was, you know, when I made the decision to do something new, I knew from past experience and past failure that it wasn't going to be possible for me just to do something on the side. You know, regardless of that something on the side being, you know, this new thing, or that something on the side being WooThemes, and that I was going to have to be very clear in terms of how I kind of stretch myself to achieve these things. So I have a kind of non-operational role, is probably the best way to term it, at WooThemes, which mostly comes down to being part of the management team and you know, especially not being part of management decisions and discussions, but also being being a mentor to the management team, and just kind of helping them through their challenges, kind of their thoughts, their ideas.
I see. So now are you splitting your time between the two companies, or are you really more focused on public beta? And I mean, what do the logistics look like? I mean, are you actually still in the WooThemes office and things like that?
No. So, I try and spend some time in the WooThemes office at least, but I got myself a little space in a co-working environment close by, just to kind of, separate myself physically from the kind of processes and discussions as well. So I think the key thing is, I am splitting my time. If you ask me kind of apportion it, I wouldn't be able to give you an exact answer. The amount of time I spend on either or on a weekly basis really depends on the demands. By far, the majority of my time is going into public beta, though. We have a fantastic management team at WooThemes, and I would like to think that the work I did with them when I was CEO and working with them helped kind of upskill and empower them to take the reins once I stepped out and once I decided not to be involved in every single discussion or every single decision. But I think it mostly comes down to, my point was, mostly comes down to being disciplined in terms of if we're going to have a management meeting, it needs to be planned. It's not something that just happens organically anymore, at least not from my side. The guys in the office, the guys that's full-time at Woo, I mean, they obviously have the flexibility to do these things, if and when, whenever they want. But, when I need to be involved, or if I need to be involved, it needs to be more deliberate, well-planned, disciplined. And the discipline is specifically for me, as I said, I need to. Public beta is ultimately my new baby that I'm self-funding and bootstrapping again. So if I'm not disciplined, in terms of working on it enough, it's basically throwing money down the drain.
Right. And with that, let's kind of get into public beta here. So tell us about it. So what is it?
I tell everyone that I'm still practicing my elevator pitch. Basically what I say is that public beta is a online learning community for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. And the idea is for successful, experienced entrepreneurs to share that kind of one core skill or technique, process, or trick that they applied within their businesses that helped them be successful. So that can range, anything from branding, for example, that I'm passionate about, to, having a great, customer dev, interview process, to having, fantastic validation techniques, to test and validate a new idea, whatever the case, to email marketing. I want to teach that content in such a way that it's never finite, that you can basically get 10 people, to teach similar processes related to email marketing, for example, but each with their kind of own unique takes on it. And to kind of summarize all of that, the best tagline I have for public beta at this stage is that public beta is your more intelligent, more experienced co-founder, and you don't have to give us any equity.
Right. I like that. I think that's a really interesting point about how, 10 different people can approach something like email marketing or anything else in 10 different ways. I'm a really strong believer in learning through case studies and seeing how one particular person works, and then just trying to take away some ideas and then tweak them and apply them, to my own business. I think that's a great way to learn.
Exactly. And I mean, but the interesting thing on that is, I've listened to so many interviews, for example, with, successful founders, and you can kind of pick up a little bit of that inspiration, that bit that you talk about, where you can hear how someone applied something or did something, and you can kind of use that to infuse in the stuff that you want to do. But there's never that, true kind of masterclass or deep dive into that kind of, technique and process. And that's what I actually hope to do, with public beta, is to teach that thing.
Excellent. And so, now I understand you're working on a book all about branding. It's called Branding with two I's in the middle there.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? And is that part of public beta or is that a separate product?
So it's public beta's first product. It's kind of a interim kind of thing, you know, whilst we build out the rest of the platform, the community, you know, stuff and produce the learning content. But to give context there, so as a trial run in terms of the types of things that I wanted to teach, you know, with public beta, I set out to record and produce a course. So a course, public beta courses, you know, anywhere from 20 to, you know, to 60 minutes of video content. And I wanted to do a course about branding because that's something that I've always been very passionate about and something kind of which I attribute to being one of the primary reasons for my, you know, success, both, you know, personally and professionally. And from doing the course, I kind of just got excited and got into, you know, the space where, you know, the words and the kind of stuff were just coming out, you know, easily, which meant that I decided to write a whole book about it. So the book is, you know, basically done, or all the, you know, content has been done and edited. It's just kind of a final few things before we release the book on the 31st of July.
Great. And so this podcast will be coming out on Monday the 22nd. So that will be about a week from now. So definitely looking forward to that. So on public beta, is it, these courses and the materials, is it a variety of mediums? So we're talking about video courses as well as books and other things. How does that shape up?
The book was kind of an afterthought in terms of, being a bit of a gap filler, to some extent. Video was always the kind of the most obvious choice initially, and it's still our first plan is to go with mainly video. But I'm kind of allowing myself the space to figure out what works. As I said, video is just the first thing that we're gonna use. The book isn't, as I said, I don't know how ebooks would feature as a, whether it would be a continuous thing for public beta going forward. It's very much a kind of a first iteration gap filler, as I said, you know, interim thing before we get the video stuff going. The thing that intrigues me most about what I hope to do is actually the community that I hope to build around public beta and around the kind of the learning content. And I think, you know, if I manage to achieve the goals that I have with regards to that, that will shape the mediums and the platform we use to do the actual teaching.
Gotcha. And what is the what does the model look like here? Is it kind of one off? Purchase individual products a la carte, or is it kind of a subscription model? Or?
Initially, we're just gonna have the one subscription plan. In terms of, you know, what I would like to charge for that, I'm very much of the mindset to, I would rather have, you know, 100 customers paying me, you know, $1,000 a month each than have, you know, a million customers paying me, a dollar each. For me, there's loads of kind of consideration in terms of keeping the community manageable, firstly, but keeping it high touch and high resolution. But that's why. But we're going with the one subscription plan. Prices, you know, yet undecided. Probably won't be as high as I, you know, or premium price as I would like for it to be initially. But we're definitely not considering once-off, purchase of a single course, at least initially. As I said, I mean, that's one of the things we'll probably, you know, test in future if we feel, you know, we need to. But it's not something we're considering at the moment.
Cool. So tell us about the other people involved in public beta. I see right on the homepage, you've got a list of, a couple well-known names in working on various startups. So what is their role and capacity in public beta?
Gotcha. I think I mentioned I'm solo founding, public beta, and I've just had my first team member join. So the entrepreneurs listed on the homepage, they're contributing entrepreneurs, which basically means they've volunteered their time and their expertise to teach a course on public beta. And I have just over 40 entrepreneurs enlisted at this stage, who are, you know, going to be creating content for public beta and just kind of sharing their knowledge and experience in the next couple of months.
Oh, nice. So they're just kind of, you know, doing it for free then, and you're producing these courses. Like, do you have a process for producing these courses, where, you know, like getting them recorded and organized and getting all the material together?
Well, I would say that we have a process. I don't have as much a process. So my first team member is a lady by the name Chloe Nichols. She's in London, where our offices will actually be. And she's a, you know, absolute expert in terms of, you know, both content and video production. So so she totally has a process to you know, to work with entrepreneurs, get, you know, kind of extract the knowledge and experience, and, you know, get it into a teachable, actionable format for the learners within the public beta community.
Nice. So can you talk a little bit about what led up to this idea? You know, I mean, you've been working on Woo themes. You know, you've kind of been, I mean, you've certainly been blogging for a long time. What was the initial idea or inspiration that ultimately led to what public beta is?
Yeah, so I mean, for me, firstly, I've always known that I wanted to work on more startups, and in that regard, I'm much more a creator than I am a nurturer. I absolutely love creating, and I love the kind of, you know, the space and creativity that comes with that. So I always knew that I wanted to do something new, and when I kind of felt towards the beginning of this year that I had finally, that Woo Themes had finally grown to the point where I could potentially, you know, step down as CEO, or at least have, you know, less of operational role, I started looking at ideas. And the one thing that helped me figure out what I wanted to do next was reflecting about the stuff that I, you know, kind of really loved doing at the time. And one of the things that I've been doing is in the last couple of months has been taking clarity calls for those, you know, for those listeners that aren't, you know, familiar with Clarity, it's clarity.fm. Fantastic little service where you can basically, you know, request calls from experts about anything. And, you know, there's a per minute charge to it. But most of the experts, you know, donate the, you know, the funds to charity. And I'd partaken, I think it's about 30, you know, calls from other entrepreneurs in the last 6 months. And I, you know, in reflecting about the things that I was enjoying and passionate about, I realized that every time I had a clarity call with the entrepreneur where I could just tell my story and just share the kind of lessons I've learned through my mistakes over the years, I felt really invigorated and refreshed. You know, so much so that it stood out. You know, every single week I had a call, you know, it stood out for me. And that helped me to figure out that my core passion at the moment is helping other entrepreneurs. And, you know, with that in mind, I then had the idea to do public beta. I mean, I think, you know, it's totally possible to have gone, you know, and built a SaaS app, you know, that powers businesses and helps them save money, for example. I mean, that would be helping other entrepreneurs as well. But yeah, I mean, I have a passion for teaching, and, you know, public beta just seemed a obvious idea when, you know, once I distilled my core passion is wanting to help other entrepreneurs.
Gotcha. So you're kind of in this mode of like starting all over again. You've built up Woo Themes, a bootstrap company from the ground up. You know, I mean, I think most people would call that a huge success, a big hit. And now you're kind of back to ground zero with public beta. Which things that you think really worked well as you were building up Woo Themes, especially in the beginning, are you aiming to replicate as you start up public beta?
I definitely think our branding and the kind of the interactions, you know, around that. I think, you know, one of the main reasons for Woo Themes' success over the years is the fact that we've built such a fantastic, you know, brand that has so many, you know, loyal fans and supporters. And that's definitely something that I want to do with Public Beta. If I kind of, my aim is initially to find that, you know, first 100, you know, absolutely, you know, batshit crazy, you know, fanatic kind of customers that just buys into our vision and our kind of, you know, manifesto, you know, buys into our bigger dreams of what public beta should be. And for me, that's all around the kind of branding and the way, you know, you go about building the brand, which, as I said, I think, you know, we did so fantastically well with Woo Themes from day one.
Very cool. And so now on the flip side, as you look back on Woo Themes, any kind of mistakes or, you know, things that you think could have done better that you're hoping to correct this time around?
So interestingly enough, when I started thinking about new ideas, I had actually, I wrote down a list, and I titled the list Mistakes I Made That I Won't Make Again. And I'm just, you know, flipping through my notebook here, and because I want to read you, you know, some of those mistakes. Build a business that is bigger than myself. Build a team sooner. Be frugal and avoid luxury expenses. Set the culture and tone from day one. So that's just, you know, some of the things that I wrote down. And whilst some of them might not have been direct mistakes in terms of, you know, not doing it or not doing it in a specific way, you know, those are definitely the, you know, the kind of things, you know, that I've kind of, I'm conscious about and I don't want to repeat. And I think the biggest one is probably not even related to Woo Themes. So about 3 years ago, I set out to create a side project called Radiate, which was basically a kind of space for me to experiment with various ideas. And it lasted for 13 months. I lost about $150,000 on it. Because I made so many mistakes. And one of the biggest mistakes I made was I thought that I could do two things at once. I could be in charge, you know, of the strategic mission and vision and all those things of two companies at the same time. And again, we spoke about my role in terms of public beta and Woo Themes, you know, earlier. And that's one of the things that I, you know, definitely wanted to avoid. I wanted to do something that I could spend at least, you know, 80% of my time on and not have to, you know, be the one that's ultimately responsible to execute and ultimately responsible for, you know, for success or failure, you know, of the new venture.
That's interesting. So this time around, you really are building in that separation from the very beginning.
I mean, I would never take on, you know, startups at the same time, you know, ever again.
And so you also mentioned there that one of your goals here this time around that's different from Woo Themes is that you're hiring a team sooner. Can you talk a little bit more about that? You know, what are the roles that you're putting in place from the very start, and how do you see that building out?
So I think, I mean, one of the things that, you know, kind of, again, and if you ask me about kind of bootstrapping, I would definitely tell you one of my tips is, you know, as a bootstrapping founder of a business, you know, do as many of the things yourself. But I think you get caught into kind of a comfort zone, you know, DIYing so many things, pretty soon after, you know, founding a new startup. My realization, it took me about 4 years to realize that I was doing stuff that I was not great at, I was not passionate about. And the consequence of that was both that I wasn't completely happy, but also that there was opportunity cost that we were losing out on, meaning I could be doing so many other things of higher value and not doing, you know, some of these things that, as I said, I'm not good at or I'm not passionate about. And, you know, with public beta, for me, hiring a team sooner basically means recognizing that there are some things that I will never be great at. And, you know, in terms of bootstrapping, yes, you know, keep costs low, which means mostly don't hire, you know, a massive team or hire anybody, you know, even. But the one thing you need to consider is you know, the opportunity cost of that. If I have to spend, you know, 6 hours doing something that someone else can do in 1 hour, that has a financial influence on my startup. And I think it's that kind of mentality. And with public beta, I knew from the very first day, whilst I, you know, love writing, I'm bad at research. I'm bad at being structured in terms of that. I'm too impulsive, which meant that I wanted to find someone, you know, that can take those things off of my, you know, off of my hands, because that's a, you know, integral part of everything that we'll be doing at Public Beta from the very beginning. Hence why I hired, you know, Chloe to kind of, and her official title is editor and chief content strategist. And I think that's the mentality there. You know, consider the opportunity cost, still DIY as much you can, but there's just some things where, you know, you should definitely hire people that are, you know, actually good at doing, you know, that thing instead of trying to do it yourself.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that I've been thinking a lot about and actually kind of struggling with over the last year or so building up Restaurant Engine. And I mean, you know, I'm a designer and I can code a little bit, but there are things, it's almost like that having that ability to code a little bit is kind of the danger, because it makes me want to try to spend 10 hours trying to code a little feature that I know an experienced developer can just bang out in less than an hour. And it's hard to kind of, you know, unload those things, but
exactly. I mean, and we all do those kinds of things, right? I think ultimately it comes down to, as I said, that opportunity cost. I mean, what could you have spent, you know, that 10 hours on, you know, and what's the value of that, you know, 10 hours to you versus, you know, just outsourcing the, you know, the work to a dev that, you know, and you have to pay him for an hour. And then that's the real decision there in terms of, you know, whether you should be DIYing it or outsourcing it.
Exactly. So, you know, these days, the startup scene has really changed and really kind of evolved quite a bit over the years, you know, since your early years of starting at WooTheme. So how do you think, you know, today's, you know, like things like the lean startup methodology and other ideas that are around today that maybe weren't around back then, how do you think that's impacting your approach to public beta?
Well, quite significantly. So, I mean, one of the things you know, I'm incredibly passionate about is, you know, I want to make new mistakes and I want to always learn new things. And, you know, one of the things that I want to do with Public Beta is I want to use all of this kind of knowledge and experience that I built up, and I want to see whether I can do it again. And, you know, in terms of, you know, when we started, for example, I didn't even know or think, you know, constantly think about the fact that we were bootstrapping, you know, versus, for example, the option of raising, you know, a round of, you know, funding from external investors. Sure, I was familiar with the term bootstrapping. I studied accounting and then, you know, management accounting at university. So it was a concept I was familiar with, but I wasn't conscious, you know, about it. And yeah, I mean, I'm not a massive fan of the whole, you know, the whole kind of lean, you know, methodology, or I'm not a fan, more of a follower, meaning I'm not that deliberate and pragmatic. I'm more intuitive in the way I, you know, think and work. But there's definitely things and elements, you know, of it that I apply. So, you know, some of the things that I've learned, you know, that I'm definitely applying is doing better idea validation and testing initially, which is the kind of phase we're in now, you know, being better at customer dev. And then the one thing that I really want to go full tilt on is email marketing. It's something that, you know, we've always neglected, or at least underutilized at WooThemes. And I've totally seen and I've heard so many great stories about how, you know, powerful, you know, email is in terms of, you know, a marketing channel. And yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to try those things. Similarly with the kind of just the kind of measuring and you know, the analytics aspect of a startup. Again, that's something we only started doing, you know, very late, you know, in WooTheme's journey, because, well, partly because we didn't have to optimize, we were growing organically, and partly because we didn't know anything about it. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that I think are different from, you know, things that I definitely want to, you know, take into public beta now.
Gotcha. Yeah, and you know, I've been receiving the emails. I think I actually just received one this morning. So you know, I can see how you're starting to build up the email marketing presence. Is that kind of you know, a huge driver in terms of your marketing plan for public beta? I mean, public beta is an informational education product in comparison to WooThemes, which is more of like a tangible product, like a WordPress theme. Yeah. So how does that approach? Or how does that change your approach to marketing?
Well, I actually think it makes the marketing, you know, so much easier, because our product is inherently, you know, as you said, informational and educational, which means that, you know, email marketing, I think email marketing works great when it is, you know, very conversational, and then, you know, valuable in terms of the information and education you can pass on to, you know, the person on the other side of that email. So it just seems like a very natural, fit. And yeah, I mean, so in terms of, I can share, you know, the kind of the two big parts of, you know, our marketing strategy is specifically content marketing, and then using, you know, email as one of the, you know, primary channels, you know, through which we want to funnel that.
Right. So how are you doing the content marketing? Is it kind of putting out some educational material for free and then extended as part of the product, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably something like that, you know, eventually. Up until now, all the emails kind of been focused at, you know, mostly at kind of teasing and giving people a little bit more insight into, you know, what public beta actually is, and also geared at feedback. So we haven't kind of switched on our content marketing, you know, fully. The biggest or the most representative of what it would be in future is probably the writing I've been doing on my own blog, just to, you know, have the opportunity to, you know, to mention and link back to public beta. And but going forward, yes, I mean, whether it is kind of you know, giving bits away for free and charging for the rest, whether it is you know, sharing related resources, we have loads of ideas. As I said, the ultimately, you know, the fact is we'll have that knowledge, and it's just about packaging that in various different ways to kind of, you know, in one package to sell it, in another package to kind of use as, you know, lead generation, and as marketing.
Very cool. So right now, as you're building towards your launch, what does your to-do list look like? You know, what are the things on your plate this week, next month? You know, how are you getting from here, from point A to point B right now?
Yeah, so currently our biggest project is getting the ebook out, which, as I said, is going out at the end of the month. And there's loads of little bits that I've never done before, like using iBooks Author, for example. So most of it's around that. And I can share as well the kind of the aim with the book is to generate some, you know, initial revenues, again, which is, you know, very important for me as a bootstrapped, you know, founder and startup. And the second thing is to just kind of, you know, continue building our mailing list, which is up to about 1,500 subscribers at this stage. And then thereafter, we're working towards our, you know, first version of public beta, which will go live around about the middle of August. So in those 2 weeks, it's all about, you know, wrapping up the development of the site, you know, testing that out, you know, and getting the initial content in there. And then peripheral to those two things, where we've started, you know, Chloe and I have started working on our content marketing strategy, which, you know, will run independently and complementary, you know, to these two other processes.
Very cool. So we'll definitely be looking out for that as the next couple of weeks unfold. And I guess we're getting pretty close to your launch in August now. So final question here, and I ask this of all my guests near the end of the interview. Outsiders looking in, you know, see that you've been tremendously successful, and, you know, it's very exciting with public beta, but I'm sure that you're not immune from being challenged and working through, you know, struggles and challenges. So what's challenging you right now in 2013, and what are you doing to kind of work through it?
So two things that I can mention. The first thing is that I feel like a one-hit wonder, and I feel like, you know, somewhat, yes, I mean, Wuthyn has been a major success, you know, both in terms of reputation and financially, but I feel like a one-hit wonder, and I don't know whether I can actually recreate that success, which is, you know, something that I hope to do with Public Beta. And the second thing that I think about so often is, and it kind of comes down, you know, eventually to having work-life balance, which has become very important to me in terms of my own health, but also in terms of being, you know, a good husband and a good, you know, a good dad to my son. And this thing I struggle with most is, how quickly should I, you know, run? You know, how quickly should I run my business? I think we're also, you know, in this mindset of being agile and working incredible, you know, amount of hours and just running, you know, full steam ahead. Whereas, you know, what difference does a day or a week make in terms of, you know, getting or finalizing a to-do? And I can't answer that at the moment, because on the one end, I love momentum and I'm an absolute kind of thrill seeker as an entrepreneur, so within business at least, not in terms of skydiving. But on the other end, that's totally balanced out by, you know, my need to, you know, to not leave the office too late in the afternoon because I want to go for a run. I want to feel healthy. I want to, you know, get the fresh air. I don't want to sit in front of a computer every day. And thereafter, I want to come home and I don't want to be, you know, mentally so tired that I can't, you know, be there with my wife and my son. So, I mean, as I said, I'm somewhere within that, and I haven't answered my own question in terms of, you know, where that balance is. But those are definitely the two main things that I struggle, you know, with as an entrepreneur at the moment.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, I can certainly relate to that for sure. And I'm sure, you know, most entrepreneurs can. It's tough, you know, getting out there. I mean, I get so anxious to get things done and to see results right away that I just try to push myself to work, you know, more and more hours, working late at night, working weekends. But I'm starting to realize that having that balance and you know, giving my mind a break and really, you know, spending time with the family, it really, really helps. It helps the performance when I actually am working. So it's tough.
Totally.
Yeah. But Adi, thank you so much for joining me today. Great conversation. A lot of good takeaways, and I'm sure the audience will feel the same. So where can people reach out to you?
So Public Beta is at publicbeta.co. And then the best place to reach me is probably my own blog, which is adi.me or at adi on Twitter.
Very cool. Well, Adi, thanks again. And let's talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Brian. Okay. Cheers.
Okay, really enjoyed that conversation with Adi, and here are a few takeaways that I took from that interview. The first is Adi really stressed the importance of focusing primarily on one business at a time. He described how in the past he tried leading two different companies simultaneously, and it resulted in what he called a failure. But now with Public Beta, he has kind of stepped back from his role leading WooThemes, and so now he's totally focused almost exclusively on Public Beta. So I mean that's definitely something that I've personally been kind of struggling with, particularly this year as I'm involved in a couple of different startups, splitting my time more or less equally among them. I kind of have mixed feelings about this, and definitely not sure exactly how to work through it at times, but you know, it's definitely something I'm trying to figure out and learn from as best I can. The second takeaway was how Adi is hiring and putting a team in place right from the start. So he isn't really making the business and operations completely reliant on his own time and his own expertise. You know, he's figuring out right from the get-go, you know, like how to best allocate his resources and put talented people in place, you know, to get the job done while he's kind of managing, you know, kind of leading the ship. So, you know, I think that's a very important lesson here. And the third takeaway finally is Adi leveraged his personal network of friends and fellow successful entrepreneurs to help him add value to his new startup. You know, I'm sure that people like Heaton Shaw, Spencer Fry, Nathan Barry, and the others who are listed on his website there, I'm sure they wouldn't be so generous with their time if they didn't personally know and respect Adi. So I think that's a testament to Adi's friendly personality and how he's and his ability to maintain relationships online and off over the years. So that's definitely something very important in this journey that we take as we build and bootstrap our businesses. Okay, so tune in next Monday and every Monday for another episode of Bootstrapped Web. And if you're looking for more ideas and lessons on bootstrapping a business from the ground up, be sure to head over to castjam.com and enter your email address, and you'll get my weekly newsletter. Thanks for tuning in.